We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Are we on Twitch right now?
Yeah, you weren't ready for that one.
Where wasn't ready.
No, no videos.
He's got to give you like a warning when that intro comes
no,
in.
No, no, no. The key is I need to react.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
That's what you got to do. You got to react.
Mm-hmm. I got to feel my diaphragm
real quick.
Okay. Breathe in through my nose. Fill it up.
Yep.
Right. And then let it loose.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
There you go. Man, I do not sound that bad.
That's definitely you. That is definitely
terrible.
You sound like when you put a cat in a carrier and try to like take it on a plane.
All right, so next week we'll get into it a little bit later in the week. But the Green Bay Packers, the Patriots, are out in Green Bay, and it looks like your quarterback's going to be Brian Hoyer. So
woohoo!
I'm guessing that most Patriot fans feel like this is an enormous downgrade, right? Because Mac, but I ask you, is it?
You're asking...
Is it next week in Green Bay?
617-779-7937? Or is it Foye Mago?
No, well, I'll just tell you, I'm not so sure it is for a game.
Why?
Because, first off, Mac Jones right now is 31st in the league in quarterback rating.
Yep.
Okay, out of 32 freaking quarterbacks. He's not, you know, playing great. He's okay. Just like I think Hoyer comes in the game, he's going to be okay. He's not going to play great. Now, you know, for the next rest of the season, for the next 2 or 3 years, of course you'd rather have Mac Jones. I'm talking about for a single game or 2 or 3 weeks of Brian Hoyer. I don't know if there's like an enormous drop-off. I'm not going to say he knows the system because the system's changed slightly, so I hope he still knows it. But I don't know. Do you expect a huge drop-off, Mego?
I do. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a total bummer. We haven't even
seen... No, that's hyping up Mac Jones. It's not a bummer. That's
well,
how a Patriot
first of all,
fan should feel.
He's in his... later 30s. We haven't seen him. We've seen him for one game against Kansas City in the past several years, like in the past handful of years. And I just can't believe that somebody who doesn't have that game experience and is at a more advanced age, like it's kind of the worst sides of both worlds. And so I think that people will come away, people who were hypercritical of Mac Jones through these first couple of games where he gave you plenty of reasons to be critical, but hypercritical, will be saying, God, can we get Mac back? Either that or already looking towards draft position, which is, we're not there yet. Everybody pump the brakes. We're not there yet. But I think that it's going to have some people feeling a little bit more grateful for having a young quarterback with a season of experience under his belt very recently.
I don't know. You have the stats. You just looked up the last time Hoyer played. Other than he knows the system against Kansas City when they changed the offense on
Excellent
Cam Newton.
Game manager?
Brian Hoyer started one game, 2020, with Cam Newton.
Okay.
He came in. Remember that Kansas City game?
Yeah,
he was
great
from the 20 to 20.
They played on like a Tuesday.
It screwed up the end of the first half. You remember? We're like,
yeah,
God,
red zone.
Red zone, but it was timeouts, end of the half, didn't get a playoff. And then the year before that, when he was in Indy, he started one game.
Okay. So two games.
He started two games since 2017.
Okay, so I don't understand how you think that isn't going to be significantly worse than Mac Jones, a guy who is younger, knows the system better, has taken 90% of the reps, has played in the first three games, and this guy like hasn't done anything, like nothing. So I think he's older. he's less experienced, like, you know, less experienced. I don't see how it can't be worse. The only way it's not worse if they just like dumb the hell down.
Well,
of the
I just
offense.
Told you. He's
how
very,
much dumber he, can it get, Christian?
Well, that's my point. He's just not throwing
it's
it.
It's already the dumbest in the league.
But the guy he's replacing has the 31st best QBR rating in the league.
Do you think? Do you think right now, if you put 36, 37-year-old Brian Hoyer and Mac Jones side by side, and you just have to pick one? I mean,
of course, I'd pick Mac.
Okay, and then the other guy would be
short,
the 50th.
I'm talking
about
on
three
Sunday.
Weeks. Three weeks tops.
My that's my biggest concern.
Oh, I think you're in for a
no. First off,
nightmare.
You're
scenario.
Probably gonna need a quarterback. I mean, realistically, are we talking like 6 weeks? Like realistically, at this point, like it's kind of where we're at. Whatever it is, okay. Let's just say it's six. Let's say it's five. Do I think that Brian Hoyer can be your quarterback every single Sunday for the next 5 or 6 weeks? No. And that goes to him only starting two games in the last 5 years. I think he takes some hits. Atrophy sets in. He's an old man. He hasn't played a lot. I think there's another quarterback that they're going to need. I don't know if it's Billy Zappi or go find somebody else.
So Sam Darnold had a mild high ankle sprain in late August. His timetable was 4 to 6. So Max is a severe one, which Giardi says indicates a tear of a ligament. So I think we're looking at 6 minimum.
You're going to need another quarterback in here. Because, again, Brian Hoyer, as much as I might think on a Sunday or for the next week or two or whatever, it's going to be okay. You know, it's going to be okay. Just like really the first 3 weeks have been okay. But he ain't lasting. I mean, he can't play the rest of the year. He can't play the next 8 weeks. He's going to go down too. So you can tell me it's Zappi? No. There's going to have to be somebody else in here.
Well, that's
unfortunate
what I think it
that
is.
Trey Lance got hurt. Because I'd be loving having this conversation
older guys,
about Jimmy G coming back.
Older
here.
Guys get hurt more than younger guys.
Yeah.
Like, it just always happens. Every
you could get
older
hurt next
guy,
week in Green Bay, and now you're like, now what? Zappi's finishing the game?
Well, there you go, and that's my point. I just feel like this is a – so imagine an older guy hasn't played in a while, is probably going to just be read it and throw it. I'm not going to hold on to this thing. I'm going to get rid of it, man. I'm aggressive. And I feel like those are the situations – I mean, you think, like, you know, the way they're at and the turnover differential is bad now. Just I think wait – unless they just don't throw it, at least if they were risk averse before, what do you think they're going to be like now? Like, you're playing against, like, you guys at all see the Tampa Green Bay game at all? Like, anybody see that defense?
Other than no wide receivers.
It was a very contentious, chippy, defensive game, right? And we're talking about, even though I know Brady didn't have all his weapons, but it's still Brady. They couldn't move the ball. They couldn't. So, under these circumstances, on the road, I mean, licking their chops. Are you kidding me? I feel like this is worst case scenario. Like, is Hoyer a better option than Zappi? Absolutely.
I would say worst case is Hoyer leaves this game because he's hurt.
Well, I mean, you're getting worst case.
Well, that's technically the definition. Yeah.
That's the worst.
worst. How much worse can we get than worst?
What's the goal with playing Brian Hoyer?
Survive.
Yeah.
Try to win in the interim.
But don't you know what he's not? Like, he's never going to be a franchise quarterback. Correct. He's not even a good placeholder.
So are you trying to go with they should play Billy Zappi?
I think that's the only feasible option. If I were the head coach of the Patriots and Bill Belichick, you play the young guy to learn what he is or what he is not, because you're not learning anything or gaining anything. And the skill level is probably not even close to the same. I think Bailey Zappi, whatever you want to call him,
exactly,
is better than Brian Hoyer.
Listen, I agree. And part of me, I would much rather see, just because of the unknown. And listen, let's not pretend like we haven't seen this happen before either. Like, the guy that gets drafted, like, the year after the guy that is the guy, when he gets in a game, you're like, actually, you know what? He might be the guy. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it has happened in the past. I have no, you know, reason to see Hoyer other than maybe hopefully they can keep it a closer game, maybe sneak it out, right? I think it might give him the best chance. I'd like to think they could go to Zappi, but I think it's unrealistic. Was it last year out in Minnesota? Remember when Cousins got hurt and Kellen Mond, was that his name, came into the game, and the guy's like, are we going to see more of Mond? And the head coach was like, hopefully not.
Yeah.
The head coach was like, hopefully not.
Yeah.
So it's like some rookies come in here, and they're like, this, he's got some talent. He's good for the third string, but
doesn't have a clue what
he
he's
doesn't
doing.
Have a freaking clue.
Yeah, look, the point of having Hoyer out there is to try to keep this season alive. And so let's say you think that you can get Mac Jones back in 4 weeks. So you just try to get through these 4 weeks with Brian Hoyer and try to, you know, essentially like slap it together with duct tape, try to get wins against these, softer teams on the schedule, try to keep your season alive. If they go to Bailey Zappi, I don't think that they brought Bailey Zappi in here with the idea that he might be another option away from Mac Jones. It's more that your number one backup is 36 years old, so you're looking at Bailey Zappi going, maybe he can be our next Brian Hoyer. We're like, in case of emergency, break glass here, like a true backup. I think they drafted him to be a backup.
Not to
be like, oh,
who?
Maybe.
Zappi?
Yeah.
No, they drafted him to develop him. They drafted him to run scout team. to develop him. Like, I would even ask Hoyer if I don't know who. I'm hoping we get to speak to Mac.
I'm saying down the road. So.
Oh, well, yeah.
This year. I'm saying 2 years from now, 3 years from now, maybe Bailey Zappi will be your Hoyer, where he's like, I don't know what his game intelligence level is like. I honestly haven't done a deep scout on Bailey Zappi.
You haven't?
That's true.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, he's just slacking.
Celtics. The Celtics, all the drama with the Celtics kind of screwed you up over the weekend.
I think Zappi's the all-time leading passer in college football.
He is. Western Kentucky.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So is it. Cliff Kingsbury had major numbers. Like, all these guys in these schools,
you want to sign Dan LeFever?
I don't think
the best team that he played was Marshall. I'm sorry,
he
Marshall.
My Indiana Hoosiers defense. Are the Patriots officially 500 yards against them?
Are the Patriots officially on the clock?
Blow for Bryce?
No. You know what I mean. Are they on the clock? Colin Kaepernick has not played on
that clock.
However,
that clock.
They have an opportunity to bring somebody back. I can't believe I'm watching Billy Zappi and Brian Hoyer when Colin Kaepernick's the best quarterback in the league and at the time, and he's not. Are we going to get that?
No. You know who's leapfrogged him?
Who?
Cam Newton.
Okay,
Cam Newton is leapfrogged Colin Kaepernick because he's played, you know, he hasn't, you know, he's still kind of relevant, more relevant, I guess.
Let me go to the calls. I want to go back to the calls. Ryan, if you could bring them up. Let's go to Corey, who's in Connecticut, talking Brian Hoyer. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, hey, guys, what's going on?
How we do?
So I just want to bring this up. This is absolutely worst case scenario as far as bringing in Brian Hoyer because, again, Bailey Zappi, you mentioned guys like Cam. Even I'd rather see him. But, you know, I think of the Justin Herbert situation, you know, him going out and playing with the chest injury, the ribs. And he played awful. And they got blown out, 38-10. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is like the last thing. I think of Chase Daniel as a guy like Brian Hoyer, where you really don't want that guy to go in no matter what. You see how hard they work to get Justin Herbert in there. And, I just don't think we're going anywhere if we're just going to tread water. Whereas, you know, again, Bailey Zappi, maybe he's the next great, like, the good backup that we can actually rely on. Whereas I think our Hoyer days kind of ended with Tom Brady.
So you don't want to see Brian Hoyer. I think there's some people.
I don't even think you're treading water. Treading water means you're keeping your head above water. And you're treading not drowning.
Water. I'm sorry, but treading water is
I think you've got an anchor attached to your ankle.
Mac Jones allows you to tread water.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think he was keeping your head above water. I mean, and you're having moral victory Mondays. Like, without him, I do feel like you have an anchor attached to your leg, and you're just slowly, actually quickly, just dropping to the bottom. That's what I feel like. You can say, you know what, it's about the same. I don't think so.
I want to take a little
detour.
No.
Where are we going?
I just want to push back against what you just said, where because of Mac, you were having a moral victory Monday, like before the horrible injury we were sitting here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that was because of Mac. I think that there were a lot of other great stuff going on in the game. Mac had some really bright spots, like I said, but I'm not sure that I'm looking at that. I've heard others say that was the best performance that they've seen Mac have in the NFL up until that second half of the third quarter and onward. I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I think
Why?
That some of the good stuff that he did is not necessarily who he is.
The
like,
good
the
stuff
scrambling,
isn't who he is?
The rushing, the stuff that he did well in that game, if I can explain it that way, where the mistakes that he was making in that game.
The escapability?
Yeah, but I'm just
were
saying, if
more
you're gonna
concerning to me than the upside of the good stuff he was doing.
Well, if you're gonna stop it, like you said, like after halfway through the third quarter, I think at that point it was, in my opinion, just that afterwards it was a complete meltdown.
Right, and so were you really on your way? I don't know. I it's hard to separate my feelings on the whole game from the way I felt after the horrible injury, so it's hard to say. But I still don't feel in the position where, like, he was keeping you in that game. I think there were a lot of factors that had you in that game apart from him.
All right, listen, that's a lot of Patriots. We're going to get back to it a little bit later on in the show, but it was media day for the Boston Celtics, so obviously a lot going on. We'll update you on some of the new news of Ime Udoka over the weekend. More reports are coming out on that. We'll also hear from some of the players. And they're, curious. Some of the answers I find very interesting when it comes to the Boston Celtics. You'll hear some of that. We'll do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Maloney, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
The Boston Celtics.
You said happier.
Yeah, happier. They went to the finals last year.
Or scandalous.
Well, let's catch up because it's Celtics Media Day. We have a ton of sound from that. We're going to get there in a second. But first, some developments about the Ime Udoka situation over the weekend. This from Kevin Frazier. He tweeted, multiple sources confirm Celtics female staffer's affair, thank you for the music, with Celtics coach Ime Udoka was uncovered by her husband when he overheard a private conversation on a home doorbell camera. And he followed that with, according to well-placed sources, even after the affair was discovered by the Celtics, the female staffer continued to work with Nia Long, that of course being Ime Udoka's fiance, on her move to Boston. Nia did not learn about the affair until the disciplinary action by the franchise was made public. So, middle of last week, essentially. But I want to go back to the doorbell situation. Man. So, Christian.
Jeez.
I think you're the one with the most in-depth knowledge here.
Yeah.
Can you break it down for us how a doorbell gets you caught with your man?
See, yeah, not like I have any experience with it, but here's what I was told regarding this. Now, it has nothing to do – I think a lot of people look at the doorbell, like, info as being like, all right, Ime was at the house. Ime was rolling
like
up to this house.
Yeah, like they pictured the husband coming down and seeing, like, on his doorbell camera, like,
yeah.
Ime's eye looking up at, you know,
yeah,
because
whenever there's movement, yeah, that look. Whenever there's movement with these door cameras, right? I even have them in my house. They automatically go on. They're motion detectors.
Yeah,
somebody comes up to your doorbell, they drop off a package, bam, it goes on. You get
sucks
an alert.
It's windy out.
Yeah, it's constantly going off, right? So you get
why
an alert.
Why do you guys have this?
Stranger danger.
Is this like, are people, I'm just picturing like a Billy Madison situation.
No, don't you want to know who's hovering around? It's great for Halloween.
Like a flaming Halloween, bag
it's great.
Of poop on
anybody
your
tries to screw with your house.
It's the other 364 days a year.
It's people also great.
Around your house, ding dong ditch, throwing eggs, they're out front. They're like, dude, I got you like on video.
How much
like,
does your
like Dennis the Menace neighborhood?
Yeah,
no, here's the thing.
This?
If you don't have it, everyone would hate you. Everyone has it.
Yeah, you know what else it's good for?
I don't know anyone that doesn't.
You get shamed if you don't have it?
It's really great much. If you find not out shamed. Like by accident that your wife is sleeping with the head coach of the Celtics. That's when it really comes in handy.
Yes.
Because when
it's the commercial.
It's exactly.
And catch your wife cheating on
you. Yeah, do you not want your head coach of your favorite team, your favorite sports team, sleeping with your wife? Get the doorbell ring camera.
Okay,
you'll
so
know if she's talking to him or not.
Christian, break down how
all right,
happened.
So it has nothing to do with he's not coming to the house. Right? Mm-hmm. That's not how it worked.
As so far as we
the,
know.
The wife was left the house to talk on the phone, and that's when the Ring doorbell camera picked up on the movement and the sound, and it records everything. The husband was alerted, and the husband was like, holy crap, what the hell's going on? Sure enough, he hires a private investigator,
ooh,
which is the crazy part. Like, I got you time. And that's how all this kind of comes to a head.
Now, does the private investigator start tailing someone in this situation?
I mean, I don't have
usually.
That. I don't have the detailed information, but when I was a private investigator, that's what I would do.
You slept the whole time.
No.
Did
like,
you legitimately fall asleep on stakeouts when you were working for your
but
dad?
But you're like on the other side of the street, got that long camera, and it's
yeah.
like...
But my dad
taking
did...
pictures of her walking into somewhere, and emailing them, leaving together, having lunch.
Oh, Dredd, gave me the slip again.
Well, I will say this. My dad used to, like, come home and laugh and, like, show me pictures of that. Like, he would be hired for that also. And he would send me pictures and be like, I got this guy. But, no, that's what happened. So I think people are looking at the Ring camera, you know, information, sourced information, saying, oh, he was rolling up to this woman's house. That's not how it worked. The part that got him is the fact that the motion detector picked up on the wife talking on the phone. and then they got the audio version of him talking, which I guess if you're a little suspicious to begin with, and you heard somebody like, oh, baby, I can't wait till you we get up all up in that and do all this crazy stuff up in there, you kind of would have an idea.
Oh, my God.
Is that how it would sound? That's how I think it
sounds. Yeah, but I don't think he's hearing Ime on the phone. He's probably hearing her respond. Like, you know, whatever. Meet up here. My husband's going to be here. Let's, you know. So,
but you would know. It's like, yeah. Why are you leaving the house to talk on the phone?
I'm not sure you're a real man.
So that's what I think it is.
Okay, so that's the latest.
But real quick, can we go to the whole, like, the other tweet that he had about
Nia Long? The other tweet being that the female staffer continued to work with Nia Long on her move to Boston. Oh. So they were out there house hunting and everything. Nia did not learn about the affair until the disciplinary action by the franchise was made public last week.
But it says even after the affair was discovered by the Celtics.
So the Celtics were made aware that there was a, quote, consensual relationship in July.
Did they know that this is the woman, the one they're investigating, who's having some affair relationship with Ime? Did the organization know that she was then going out spending all day long with Nia Long looking for a house for their family to settle in Boston? This woman is walking around all day, I'm guessing multiple days, phone conversations. Hey, what about this house? Hey, I'm going to send you this place.
Hey,
let's meet here.
Nia, actually,
we're going to go look at three homes today. What are we doing?
She's like, Nia, don't look in Wellesley because nothing's ever open late there. Like, you know, if Ime wants to go out for a drink at 1 in the morning, like, nothing's going to be open. You got to look at Needham instead.
This is a great spot. I actually live right around the corner. I mean, it works out well for everybody.
That is so uncomfortable hearing. Just.
And by the way, Kevin Frazier in Hollywood. Who do you think? Do you think the source is someone in Boston? Or you think it's Hollywood?
Well, I would say it's less sports related and more Hollywood related.
Seeing that she's like an actress.
Yeah, and he covers actresses and actors and movie releases and you know that's a very incestuous, like, you know, tight group of people.
And by the way, Kevin Frazier, like, never ever tweets. He has like 40 tweets in his history.
I went back and looked at his tweets. And thought, oh, he got a good one,
Kevin
didn't he?
Kevin Frazier from the clouds with the Celtics tweets.
He threw that one out there. He finally
good
got a good scoop.
It's just very.
Let me ask you. So this isn't the end of it either, though, right? This is just the beginning. This isn't 100 times worse than anything we could have known. Like Matt Barnes had said, like, there. I got a feeling there is a lot more stuff coming.
Well, what would be next? Like, locations?
Multiple. Like, how many women?
How long? I mean, the other point would be how many other women? Like, is this one of those things where...
You're fathering a child.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, and how old were these women? I have no idea. But this isn't 100 times worse than anyone thought.
See, I wonder about, because we heard that there were unwanted comments through the Athletic reporting, I believe it was. I wonder how much is going to come out about what those unwanted comments are. When I think of other shoes to drop, I don't think that we're ever going to know about all these other relationships that may have happened or something like that. I'm speaking completely in hypotheticals. But I wonder if we're going to find out that this is a situation where he was, like, following up intensely with her and bothering her to the point that she went to the Celtics and was like, this guy's ruining my life because he's calling me at 2 in the morning and won't leave me alone, and it's starting to make me panic or something.
Well, I think
like
that's, I mean, the extent of it, the actual tone and words used, I guess we can all use our imagination, but that's basically what they admitted to, unwanted, you know, texts and I don't know, was that the exact wording?
But is it going to be like psycho ex-boyfriend crap? Because you definitely have had a friend who's gone off the deep end, right, after a breakup.
Sure.
And just, like, it becomes like a block your number, and then am I going to have to take out a restraining order situation?
Well, how many times have you ever broke up with anybody, especially now, where there isn't, like, nasty texts or phone messages? I hate you, bitch. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I never loved you. Yeah, actually, that's not true. I've always loved you.
You're an a-hole. You're the
By
woman
the way,
back
I still
at
love
him,
you.
Like, so now it's like when you're high profile, those texts and messages have a different tone to them. More kind of.
Someone's
going to
get a hold of those text messages.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's next.
But it's always like, it's never like, hey, we're going to break up. You know what? Okay, cool. You know what? Let's not text each other or do anything to kind of, you know, be mean to one another. Okay, good.
You know what's 100 times
worse?
That's
not a breakup.
You know what's 100 times worse? Okay, the text messages between the two being released, a video, obviously, like a child.
What if we get the audio from the doorbell?
How about pee-pee pictures?
Oh,
those are always good. I mean, those aren't good.
So much worse than you said it that way.
Christian, you mentioned that there was a private investigator hired by the husband, correct?
Yeah.
That means he probably has physical evidence of what went wrong.
I mean, I don't know anything, but I'm just spitballing on this one.
I'm assuming,
of course. I would say on this one, if I had that information, I'm going right to the Celtics. I'm going, you need to handle this. Like, you wouldn't be happy about it. He's the head coach of the Celtics. You would be hijacking every situation, every opportunity. You would be, I mean, not like, you know, completely like threatening them, but to a point, I feel like that would be part of it.
And question for you, I'm assuming the people that had the knowledge about what was going on with Ime Udoka is probably 5-10 people at most. I'm just guessing. If you're one of those people who has that knowledge, do you have a responsibility to call Nia Long and let her know about this?
No.
Absolutely not. No. Stay out of
no.
it.
No, no. Tyler, that's business. A lesson for your personal life. Stay yeah. out of other yeah. people's
I don't want to get
but
in the middle
like,
of it.
She's moving across the country with
unless,
her kid.
Unless it's your sister, no.
How about this? Take the hoe away from her from showing the house. How about that?
Take the hoe.
I mean, how about that? Can you, how's that first step? I'm just saying, are you going to allow this woman to continue to show Nia Long all around Boston for, okay, what, a day, two, a week?
What if it's an exclusive listing and she has fantastic
exclusive
taste?
Listing. Oh, my God.
That is probably...
It is a very competitive housing market.
That is the most... I feel like there's a lot of disturbing aspects of this, but that feels like the most disturbing. Mm. Like, you know, but you're acting like there's nothing wrong, yeah, and you know it's coming out.
See, me calling her a hoe is probably unfair because he's really the one.
He's just a horny hoe.
He's the hoe.
Yeah, he's a horny hoe.
Yes.
All right, well, you, Tyler, you referenced how many people may have known about this situation. That brings us to Celtics Media
Day. Media Day.
Celtics Media Day is usually just kind of like, it's not that exciting of a situation. You know, they just parade everyone through. They take pictures of everybody. And
what'd you do during the summer?
Oh, here's the starting
lineup. How
excited
are you to be here?
I went to Italy.
Oh, great new haircut.
Downtown,
you know, it's
Italy.
That kind of stuff.
I got married.
Yeah, it's really usually not that exciting. Today, it looked like a complete freaking circus. I want to start with this quote from Marcus Smart. We don't have the sound, but he did say of the Ime Udoka situation, he said, "Nobody died. I still love Ime as a person and as a coach. He led us to the finals. It's just something unfortunate that has happened to him."
Nobody died.
Nobody died.
I knew that sounded familiar, Lou.
Yeah.
The nobody died line.
Nobody died.
It was after the Miami game, I was told.
Which Miami game?
The walk-off. The Kenyon Drake walk-off.
Really?
The Gronk missed tackle. Because we thought it was the Brady injury, but that was
he got bit by a dog.
It's not open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, remember him, like they lost to Miami in Miami with Gronk, you know, that final play, yeah, fell and nobody died.
What do you make of though, Smart, at the end of this, before we get to some sound from Jason and Jalen? It's just something unfortunate that has happened to him. I mean, it's not really something that happened to him. It's
well,
something
it
that,
everybody.
That he put into action at least 50% of the way.
Is this even fair for these guys to have even been like, if you
no.
want to, like, hey, explain to me how you're suffering because of this. Like, how do you just, you're dismissing the people who are involved.
It's 2 days old, too. Or like 3-4 days
yeah.
old, I should say. Wednesday night.
Wednesday night was the big release, the
and
big
then,
reveal.
Yeah, Thursday, then Friday, everything went down, whatever it was. So it's still sort of new to them, right? Trying to figure it all out. That last quote, from what we do know, Smart said, the organization has handled things the right way. But you listen to other players in the team, they don't know anything. So
right.
they're just sort of trusting the fact that this was handled the right way.
So at the press conference a couple days ago that they held with Wick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens, they said that they had a pretty emotional meeting with the players. The players did not take this news well, that they're either just
Why?
Pissed off with the situation, pissed off with the actions, wasn't clear. But first, I want to go to cut number 5 here, Ryan. This is Jason Tatum about how he found out the news about Coach Udoka's possible 1-year suspension that then became a 1-year suspension.
How did I find out?
Yeah.
On Twitter, like everybody else. And then, yeah, it is. It's just an unfortunate situation. You know, all things considered, you know, nobody expected this, you know, coming into the season. And, you know, we were all kind of caught off guard. By everything, but you know we gotta try to move forward and
there it is.
You know, play basketball.
There it is. So okay, first question is: do you believe him that he found out Wednesday night on Twitter, Thursday morning when he woke up, tuning into you know Merlone, Foria, and Mego to try and get the inside information? Do you believe that he didn't know?
I actually believe that he found out about the possible suspension on Twitter. Yeah. I don't know how much they knew of the background of what may have been going on in terms of the relationships with their coach, but with the way he said that, like, bleep, I found out on Twitter like everybody else. Like, it kind of sounded like there was an edge to that, which I think is justified. He's pulling up his phone. It's 10:30. He put Deuce to bed at, you know, 10:25. And then he's, like, looking at it being like, hold on, what? Woj said what?
This isn't like the Patriots where you have, like, you know, 55, 60 guys under contract, right? Like, on your team. To me, the NBA is more intimate. You know, that relationship with the coach is, what, 15 guys in a roster, whatever it might be. I find it hard to believe they didn't get a heads up it was coming, but maybe that's more evidence that the organization wasn't the one that leaked it. You know what I mean? The organization wasn't prepared, obviously. They sat around Thursday all day. Maybe Thursday morning is when they're trying to communicate with guys, or Wednesday, late Wednesday night. And maybe that's just more proof they weren't ready for this thing to get broken there on Wednesday night, you know, whenever it was. Because these, I don't know, I find it hard to believe that in that clubhouse, you know, like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Al Horford, they weren't given some kind of heads up of what was about to come out on social media.
Who is the most valuable, most important person in the entire Celtics organization?
Well, I mean,
right,
you're going to say Jason Tatum.
It's Jason Tatum. And so, like, who is the person that you want to keep the happiest?
Marcus Smart.
And feel like they're the most important. I think you go to Jason Tatum with any of this. This is a guy that he and Jaylen Brown sat at the table with in terms of hiring.
Well, my thing was, like, if it is close and intimate, and I feel like we all kind of believe it is, then as soon as I see it, who am I calling? I'm calling Brad. I'm calling Ime. Ime and I are boys. Like, you know, I'm the future, so I'm calling him directly. Maybe he doesn't pick up. All right, let me call Brad. I still got Brad on speed dial, so I'm calling him. And then after that, I mean, maybe I call, I don't know, Wick. I'm calling somebody, though. As soon
you're
as
not
I
calling
hear
Jaylen. Hey,
well,
Jaylen,
maybe that's
do
another.
You know
hey,
anything
did,
about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, did you see
this? I think
Jaylen
is to shut up.
Or maybe you're calling
I think
him.
You called Jaylen first, and you're like, hey, what the hell is this? And do you know anything? And
is
then
there,
we go together to call the higher ups, the executive guys.
Is it odd that Pagliuca was not?
You got to stop doing it.
What? Isn't that how you say no. it?
Pagliuca.
Steve Pagliuca.
Is it odd that he
you're
wasn't
start calling
involved?
Him that.
Was it odd that he wasn't there?
No.
No.
What are you
there's
trying
only,
to do?
No, I'm just saying there's two. There's
what
two
are you
mics.
Trying to do
he was there. He was off to the side.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't. He
I
wasn't,
didn't see him.
He wasn't at the podium.
Yeah, what, why are you looking at me like
he
that?
He was shooting daggers at me. He was like, this
oh,
dumb
he didn't
woman.
Like you.
She's back
she
here.
Said my
no,
name
I'm just
wrong.
Kidding.
I tried to give her money for charity.
That didn't happen. That
she
didn't happen.
Mention my big check.
It didn't happen. I want to go real quick to this cut number three, Ryan, from Jaylen Brown, because he was asked if it's about how much he knew about the Udoka situation, and then if it's difficult to support Udoka based on the information that they've gotten from the Celtics so far.
Is it difficult without the benefit of details? As you said, there's a lot of confusion. Is it difficult for you as a player to understand and support the team's decision?
I guess in a sense, yeah. Like you said, there's not a lot of information that's being shared with me personally or, you know, anybody else. That man, so like you can't really make a comment on it without having all the information, right? So I think that does make it difficult if you answer your question. Yeah.
So I want to get to this. We have to break real quick, but do you guys buy that these guys don't know what happened at this point? Because I buy Jason Tatum looking at Twitter and going, what in the hell is this? And I got to get on the phone with five different people to figure out what's going on here and maybe call my agent. But I don't know if I believe whether they don't know more than we do, the general public or the media at this point. We're going to hit that on the other side. We have so much more to dig into from Celtics Media Day. Yes, Tyler.
We do have some breaking news. Mac Jones will not be joining us in studio. That is now going to be on the phone. His media availability has been pushed back to 4:15. He'll join us after that, but he is now not in studio. That will be a phone interview with Mac Jones on WEEI.
All right. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
So we're digging into Celtics Media Day right now. In case you missed it, we will have Mac Jones. He's going to be joining us by phone in hopefully about an hour, if not sooner than that. He's meeting with the media at 4:15. We just heard from Jaylen Brown. He said that he can't really comment on the situation with Ime Udoka's one-year suspension without having the information. And these guys are essentially, we're implying down there that they don't know any more about this than we do, which is the rumor, the speculation, what you might see from some blue check marks on Twitter. They don't have any more than we do. Do you guys buy that?
Well, I find it hard to believe that they wouldn't get some kind of details to sort of the organization almost justifying the suspension. You know, rather than just like, trust me, we can't get into it, it's bad, it's not our fault. Because Wick did say, they asked about the players, he said the players are pissed. If you remember that, the presser. I remember thinking, God, I wish I got more out of that. Like, what are they pissed at? Are they pissed at Ime? Are they pissed at you for suspending him for a year? Do they know what's going on? But if they truly don't, then it's further proof that this is like a legal matter, in my opinion. Like, this is why they can't. Everyone's like, we need more information. I lawyers are involved.
Yeah.
This is a legal matter. This is Ime possibly, you know, wrongful suspension, wants his money back. Maybe there's women out there that have some lawsuits out there in the organization for knowing or whatever. But if it's like a legal issue, maybe they're like, we can't tell you. We can't give you anything unless you want to be part of it all.
Yeah, to that point, Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, he tweeted out earlier today, legally the Celtics' hands may be tied when it comes to offering details about the Udoka suspension. But if there is a takeaway from Boston's media day, it's that players are frustrated that they don't know more. Christian, do you buy that they don't know the whole story here?
You know, just now that I'm like digging in a little bit deeper, I'm hearing that Udoka had to sign an NDA. So I'm thinking that he can't say anything to anybody. He can't say anything to Jaylen. He can't say anything to anybody, any of the players, nothing. Because that would obviously, you know,
break the NDA.
It would break the NDA. And I think that's probably the reason. Now, oh, hey, yo, Jaylen on the down low, like, here's the situation. I don't even think he could do that. I think it's too risky. When you talk about lawyers and fines and, you know, court and like, being sued, like, in liability issues, like, not a chance. He's already dug himself into a big enough hole. Like, his response to his teammate, to his players, if he has the opportunity to speak to him, which I'm sure they called him or texted him, right? Hey, what happened? Sorry, I can't talk about it. Well, what happened? I can't talk about
right.
any of it.
Right.
That's okay. What I think the situation
and I find
is.
It's interesting, too.
So I do believe it.
But the other part, too, is the contract situation for Ime. Right? Like, they worked something out. Apparently, the rumors were he got half of maybe what his salary is this year, whatever it is. But kind of, you found out that it's maybe the length of it kind of makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is that it's, what he signed, a 3-year deal. And the last year is an option.
The third year is the option.
Third year is an option. So they pay him his he takes a serious financial discount in pay.
This year.
He signs an NDA. He doesn't talk at all. And then they just don't pick up his option. And then they go hire a new coach.
So technically, this is the last year of his guaranteed deal. It was a 2-year deal with an option. So after this year, we just don't pick up the option.
What do they call it? He called it a serious financial, like, something. What was it? What was the actual
penalty, maybe?
Penalty or something like that. That's what we heard on Friday. So I think it's an easy opportunity for them to just get the hell out of the situation. Like, he's not going to coach again.
Nope.
He's not going to coach again. And this gives him his contract, from what I'm hearing, gave them an easier opportunity to cut bait safely. So everybody's here, why don't you just fire him? Why don't you just fire him? Well, they don't need to, you know, because they're just not going to pick up his option, and he's not going to be a coach anymore.
If there's another takeaway from Celtics Media Day, at least from what we saw and heard down there in Canton, it's that the Celtics are – hyper intent on moving on from Ime Udoka to the point that they don't even want the name said, because NBC Sports Boston apparently never mentioned the name Ime Udoka in their coverage of Media Day, of course, in a partnership with the Boston Celtics, their own in-house media group. Not that surprised. We did hear from Joe Mazzulla, though. He was asked, how do you prepare to be a head coach so quickly? Of course, he's only 34. Here he is.
I mean, I'm in a fortunate situation because I've been here 3 years, and we've had the off season to kind of prepare for what we wanted to do heading into the season. So there's not much to change at all. I think it's just about learning from last season and then how do we get better. So, you know, I'm really relying on the relationships that I've built in the 3 years here, especially with the players and the organization, and just kind of moving forward one day at a time.
Wow. Who's that coach of the Jets who, when he was introduced, everyone kept...
Adam Gase. The
Adam
ice.
Gase. He does remind me a the little ice. Bit of Adam Gase. Like, the whole... For one, he looks like a baby. Like, now that, maybe that has nothing to do with his ability to coach, but he looks like a baby. And, you know, just the whole visual I'm looking at, I'm like, wow, what a downgrade.
There was one time when he was talking about...
It's a downgrade.
That's Christian, harsh, yeah. Man.
What, is it not?
Oh, it's a big downgrade.
It's a huge downgrade.
I'm going to watch him at least coach one game before I sit there and say what a massive downgrade.
If you think Emay's a great coach, it's got to be a downgrade, right? Like, he's a great coach. And it was one time, I think, when Mazzulla, during his press conference, said that, you know, he will be learning on the job. There will be a lot of things that, you know, he's not prepared for, what everybody's going to lean. It's collaborative effort. I heard collaborative effort, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to hire Patricia.
No. You know what,
they're
going
to hire Matt Patricia to be, like, one of his assistants.
On one hand, if he was dealing with a disgruntled, you know, irritated, like, you know, roster, thank God that these guys, now they know what it takes to get to the finals. Yeah, but, now, you should be able to, a veteran group, a mature group. There's not a bunch of rookies anymore.
But I'm just saying, Christian, but you had a guy in Ime Udoka who took over a disgruntled, immature...
Thought it was all fixed.
...group that played like it for a year and a half, and it took them half the season to see that and figure it out. So this is a group that was just labeled that. Like, you know, in December of last year, that was still this dysfunctional, immature group. You tell me that in 6 months, at the end of the season, they've fixed all everything?
Do you not think, like, based on what they went through, what they accomplished last year, that they have a greater ownership of their own team? And if any team is going to be able to kind of overcome their coaching, call it that, it would be them?
No.
Also caught some lucky breaks in the Eastern
Conference. No, I'm just saying, like, it feels like you would think that we always sit there and go, okay, out of all the, you know, pro teams, you know, it seems like basketball is, like, the least needed. Like, the head coach, it's always like the players try to take over the team anyways.
We don't all say that.
I say that. Okay, I say that. They're the least important. Who do you think is what manager? Is the manager of baseball less
important?
Like,
the least important in my heart is probably the Bruins head coach, Jim Montgomery.
Okay,
sorry.
There you go. Okay, you hate hockey. I'm right there with you. But I do feel like, and not that it's Steve Nash, like, because even look, you look at what the Lakers are doing, what all the great teams are doing, like, the players, the older players, and I would say you have a veteran group. You should be able to manage it. But
I actually think you have a disgruntled, dysfunctional veteran group.
Who's disgruntled? Everybody's got their money.
Everyone's gruntled.
He may fix all of that. I'm just saying, like, 1 month's play where, like, things go south a little bit, they don't play well, you don't see Marcus Smart popping off or Jaylen talking about wanting the ball or Tatum sitting there saying, don't you tell me how to play this game, and now Horford's in the background going, guys, get along.
And it's a contract year for Grant Williams.
Yeah, and Grant's going to say, I need more shots.
I'm older than you, Mazzulla.
I think you needed a guy like Ime to keep him together.
Well, didn't Marcus Smart during the summer before all this happened just kind of say how they had fixed everything and everybody loves each other, we know what it takes to win, and blah, blah, blah.
He also said he wants to be more of a threat.
Okay, to that point, though, about the ego management, because essentially that is one of the biggest roles, if not the biggest role, of an NBA coach in this day and age. On the other side, I do want to address what Jaylen Brown had to say about how he feels about his new coach. May surprise you. I think it surprised some of us. And then we are going to get back to all of the latest news with the Patriots and Mac Jones, but I do want to hit on this, what Jaylen Brown has to say about Joe Mazzulla on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.